The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, December 30th. What to know about the stimulus payments going out to Americans now? How much could hit your bank account? And why the whole thing set up another showdown in Congress? Also, an update in the Breonna Taylor case. Two more police officers have been punished. Plus, first-of-its-kind advice from the government about what to feed babies and toddlers. A new way to prove you got the COVID vaccine using your iPhone's Apple Wallet. And it's a record year for holiday songs. Which ones are dominating the Billboard charts? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The first $600 direct payments are starting to go into Americans' bank accounts, and the first paper checks are also going out today. This money is expected to go quicker than the first round of payments approved back in March because the IRS and Treasury departments already have the necessary information, like who qualifies. Just like last time, this one also goes by your 2019 tax returns. So if you're single and made up to $75,000 last year, you'll get $600 from the federal government. Couples who together earned up to $150,000 last year will get double that. If you made more money last year, the direct payments start getting lower. And there's also a $600 payment for each child in families who qualify. But yes, we did say $600, not $2,000. Despite President Trump pushing for bigger payments and lawmakers in the U.S. House approving a bill to make it happen, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will not allow it through for a vote, at least not yet. And of course, both the House and Senate would need to sign off before this becomes reality. McConnell said the Senate will only consider boosting the size of payments if other priorities from President Trump are addressed as well, like changes to online speech rules and election reforms to deal with voter fraud. President Trump seems pretty set on getting all of that passed. He tweeted, quote, "Unless Republicans have a death wish," unquote, they must address all three demands. But of course, it's not just about Republicans. And it looks like top Democrats are not on board, saying the other priorities are not focused enough on struggling American families. For now, most Americans can plan on that $600 payment only. On a separate note, senators still may override President Trump's veto of the defense spending bill. Remember, the House already voted again on that bill, with more than 100 Republicans voting with most Democrats to defy Trump, using the so-called supermajority to override Trump's veto. Now it is still up to the Senate to finalize it, and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell urged his colleagues to go ahead and do the same as the House. They plan to vote on it again this week, and if it happens, it would be the first veto override of the Trump presidency. So President Trump lashed out against his own party, calling Republicans weak, tired, and pathetic. If the defense bill does not become law, military construction projects and other Pentagon activities will be put on hold. To be continued. Well, for the first time, an elected federal official has died from COVID-19. Congressman-elect Luke Letlow from Louisiana passed away last night, just days before he was supposed to be sworn in to Congress. The entire Louisiana delegation issued a joint statement offering condolences. It said, quote, "Luke had such a positive spirit and a tremendously bright future ahead of him." He was only 41 years old, and a local news outlet cites his doctor saying he did not have any known underlying health conditions. He leaves behind a wife and two young children. A special election will be held for his seat in Congress, though the date has not yet been set. We have an update in the aftermath of the high-profile police killing of Breonna Taylor. Now, the Louisville, Kentucky Police Department is planning to fire two more officers that were involved. The officer who fired the shot that actually killed Taylor, and another officer who the police department now says lied to a judge to get the warrant for the nighttime raid. This is in addition to a third officer who was already fired and charged with a crime. But remember, that wasn't specifically for killing Breonna Taylor. It was for the shots he fired into neighbors' apartments. It's been more than 9 months now since Louisville police shot and killed Breonna Taylor in her home while serving a no-knock warrant. Her death sparked nationwide protests and various investigations. A Kentucky grand jury already decided only to charge the officer who fired into neighboring apartments, not the other two. But the FBI is still reviewing this case, so more charges could be coming. Also of note, the U.S. Justice Department has now decided not to bring any charges against police in the killing of 12-year-old Tamir Rice that happened back in 2014. The black boy was shot by white officers in Cleveland, Ohio, while holding a toy pellet gun. The boy's family and protesters over the years have called for police to be prosecuted, but we now know that won't happen. The Justice Department said yesterday dispatchers never told officers the suspect was a child or that the weapon might be a toy, even though the person who called 911 did give that information. For now, at least, it looks like the case is finally closed. The Boeing 737 MAX jet is finally flying with passengers in the U.S. American Airlines is now using it for flights between Miami to New York. The inaugural flight was yesterday, marking a huge milestone. It was the first time in nearly 2 years the 737 MAX jet has flown paying passengers in the U.S. Of course, the aircraft was blamed for two deadly crashes and has been grounded ever since. But the FAA has been working with Boeing to fix any issues, and last month the plane was cleared to fly again. For the time being, American Airlines is the only U.S. carrier putting the plane back in the air. And for now, the airline is letting people switch their flights for free if they don't feel comfortable with it. As for other airlines, United plans to start flying the plane again in February for flights out of Denver and Houston. And Alaska Airlines will begin using the plane March 1st for flights on the West Coast. The Wall Street Journal reports Southwest could start flying it in March as well, although it has not provided specifics. Delta Airlines does not use the MAX jet at all. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, this episode is brought to you by Native. I believe in having clean, natural options for what I put on my body, especially when it's part of my daily routine. And that's why I love Native. Native deodorant uses ingredients you've actually heard of, and it still works for odor protection for both men and women. In fact, I love every scent that I've tried so far. Coconut and vanilla, and lavender and rose, just to name a few. And Native also offers limited edition seasonal scents that are so fun. Holiday and fall options that are still available include delicious scents I've enjoyed myself, like candy cane or buttercream and French vanilla. You can even get some scents plastic-free made from 100% paperboard, as Native works to provide sustainable packaging for all of their products by the end of 2023. So do what I did and make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the code newsworthy at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo, nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. Now back to the news. The federal government has new advice about what we should eat and drink. It released new dietary guidelines, as it does every 5 years, based on input from a scientific advisory committee. This year, one of the biggest changes has to do with kids. In fact, it's the first ever government dietary guidelines for infants and toddlers, and it now recommends feeding only breast milk for at least 6 months, and the guidelines also recommend children under 2 years old do not have any added sugars at all. That means no candy, cake, or ice cream. For everyone else, the guidelines do stop short of two key suggestions that the advisory panel had made. Scientists had recommended all Americans should cut back on added sugars, saying they should only make up 6% of the food we eat rather than the currently recommended 10%. They also suggested men cut their alcohol intake to 1 drink per day max. Right now, the recommendation is 2. But those suggestions were rejected. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Health and Human Services Department felt there wasn't enough science to back up the changes, and they're the ones to make the final decision. But keep in mind, these updated dietary guidelines have a wide-reaching impact. For example, they help shape school lunch programs. They also help mold state and local health promotion efforts and possibly even influence what food companies decide to produce. Remember that new, more contagious strain of COVID-19 we mentioned last week? Well, it's apparently made its way to the U.S. It was first found in Britain, but now a Colorado man in his 20s tested positive with the new variant, and he apparently has not been traveling. He's now in isolation. Scientists don't know a lot about this new strain of COVID-19 yet. For now, they say it seems to spread faster, and at least one researcher told the AP the fact that this man had not been traveling means it's already spreading here in the U.S. But at least it doesn't look to be any more dangerous, meaning people don't get any more sick from this one, and the death rates are no higher than the COVID-19 the world has been tracking all year. Experts also say the vaccines on the market should be effective in preventing this new strain, but more data is needed to know for sure, so scientists are researching it now. And speaking of vaccines, the British government just authorized another COVID-19 vaccine early this morning. This one was developed by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford. The UK is actually the first in the world to give this vaccine version the official okay. It's still in the final phase trials here in the US. With vaccines rolling out across the country, some people will now have a high-tech way to prove they've gotten their shots. Los Angeles County partnered with the health startup Healthvana to offer digital vaccine cards. And get this, people can just keep them in their Apple wallet on their iPhones or the competing Google platform on Androids. They show which vaccine you got, whether it's Pfizer, Moderna, or another, when you got it, and how many doses you received. It's just another way to remind people to get the correct second dose at the right time. Bloomberg reports these digital cards could also eventually be used to gain access to concert venues, airline flights, or even to schools. For now, the digital vaccine cards are just available in LA County, and people can opt in if they want to. Elsewhere, people are getting physical handwritten vaccine cards, but more options could be added in the future. It seems people are especially in the holiday spirit this year. For the first time, a record 39 holiday songs have made it onto the Billboard Hot 100 chart. In fact, 9 out of the top 10 songs on the list are holiday tunes. As you might have guessed, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is in the number one spot. Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree is in second place, followed by Bobby Helms' Jingle Bell Rock. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this episode is brought to you by 1010. You may have read about this in the New York Times or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it as well. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. So if you're making 2021 plans or are on the hunt for the perfect ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. Today, we're talking about unused vacation days. And usually, a lot of major companies do not let workers roll over vacation days to the next year. However, the New York Times reports that seems to be changing, even if it's just for now, since the pandemic ruined a lot of vacation plans in 2020. For example, Bank of America and the magazine company Condé Nast both say workers will be able to push 5 days into the first quarter of 2021. And other companies are trying different tactics, like some have offered to pay employees for their unused vacation time. At this point, it seems like these changes are just temporary, though. Of course, a lot of other companies are sticking with their use it or lose it policies. They argue these rules give workers incentive to take regular time off no matter what. Now, keep in mind, a few states like California and Montana have outlawed use it or lose it policies, making rollover or payout options more likely. So be sure to check your company's policy about your vacation days for 2021. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. Don't forget, we offer ad-free episodes if you sign up as a Newsworthy Insider. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/insider to learn more. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.